Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector, and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber only episode that's available now every Monday. If you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus, you can find out how to subscribe.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello, everybody. You're all very welcome to this week's podcast.
He's joking.
I'm not joking. We're on.
He hasn't pushed.
Hector, like your shirt.
Thank you.
Jeez, Tommy, what's with the urgency?
What the fuck? The sky at night.
Are we rushing off somewhere?
Did you write into the BBC to get that fucking shirt?
I have a number of...
BBC? Why?
The sky, the stars at night. This is like... It's black with fucking white splotches.
I got this from a BBC documentary called Interstellar.
Susie over here who wrote an accountant last night and took an oversized shirt on.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good.
You
now.
Look like you met somebody in Cafe Insane at 3 a.m, and he's an accountant, and he's
like, a worse shirt.
And you just got out of the hotel and took his shirt.
God, thanks a million now. So I'll never wear this shirt again. Thanks.
I have a name for this week's episode. Oh. It comes from Ed Woolley, and it is Henhouse Muir.
Very good.
There we go.
I've got a present for us. Rita, give us a pen, will you?
Yeah, you can have that one.
Who gave it to us, sir?
We all remember Prince Charles and Shenda.
Yes.
From my boating experience.
Yes.
Well, their son is a very famous rapper and he lives in Iceland at the moment. His name is Reggie Snow.
The father's Nigerian, the mother's from Mayo, and the son lives in Iceland.
Have you heard of Reggie Snow?
Reggie Snow.
He's a rapper. And they were in Iceland visiting him and his newborn baby, and they brought us back a piece of lava.
Or is it now?
That's not... Tell the fucking truth. That's a bit of bacon that you did that went wrong.
Oh, fuck off, Tommy.
That is molten lava.
I was trying to make honeycomb and it turned black.
Bit of rocky road.
Yeah, and that's actually from the
That's heavy.
Yeah, it's from the volcano
that's...
That's
in the middle of the table here as an offering.
That's from the cafe in Ballina we went into.
Jesus,
that's
you
a rocky
shut up.
Road.
You be careful now. You just... Keep going.
Fuck me. There
you keep
go.
Driving forward.
This
Tommy,
is from the volcano
backwards.
That stopped the world a couple of years ago.
Yes.
With the ash that was falling.
And it's still pouring out.
Where were you when that happened, Hector?
I don't know, but I was listening to Joe Duffy and somebody from Drumshambo was going, Joe, it's all over the car like cocaine on the front of the windscreen, Joe. The ash looks like cocaine, Joe. That's all I can describe it.
How are your bodies, tell me?
It was a bit of a go slow there. I got up out of bed at about 20 to 9 today, and I'm on.
Tell us about the shirt, will you? It's just a shirt. No, it's not. But there's a
it's
vibe with
to talk about it. It's
I have
shirt.
A load of these short sleeve shirts that I'm going to take out now for
I mean,
the summer.
You had a t-shirt on, and he was criticising the t-shirt.
No, it's kind of like a disco priest.
I don't know why I'm laughing. So
it's black with kind of stars all over it.
It's
like it's time for shirts and, you know, when priests have crack.
Tommy, just because you just wear mono
Tommy, this
colours.
Is Hurley. It's a Hurley.
Okay.
It's a Hurley.
Never mind the label.
Tommy, I know you like labels. I know you, you know, I know you like when it's produced and made well. This is a H-U-R-L-E-Y, Hurley, which is a brand. But I'm not going to go down that road with you because I'm not even going to engage.
It's a tailored shirt.
Have you worn it before?
Yeah.
Hector, you weren't convincing there.
I wore it once on a TV show last year.
What was the television show?
No, I have these with my travels. I like funky short sleeve shirts with my travels. Lovely. Because my travels have been curtailed, I've about 20 in the wardrobe. And every week for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to take another one out and let's get his reaction.
Where did you wear that one?
I wore this one in Africa.
Right.
What's wrong with you, Tommy? I swear it's like bloody Yves Saint
Laurent. Every time you come in, it's like, what
you ever
see
those? Do you ever see those chief designers?
He just wears the same clothes all the
time. He's like that chief designer for Louis Vuitton is in his...
Designing women's shoes or something.
No, shoes.
Yes.
Hector is wearing a pair of canvas...
What? I didn't even see your shoes.
Fucking Havanias. Slip-ons.
These are my Havanias.
Oh, fucking hell, Hector.
Look at
they're your slippers.
They're like something you pick up in an Indonesian prison.
Why did you forget to wear your shoes? They're slippers.
The fucking I'm trying to go for a summer look.
He's in the
African, shirt and the fucking Malaysian prison shoes.
It's a sector. You're only in Barna.
They're
you're
called not Havanias. You know Havanias. Havanias.
Yeah. So they're kind of, to describe it to the listeners, they're kind of...
Is there a reason the back is down?
Fucking hell. And the front of them is wet. From sweat.
No, your garden.
It's my garden, Tommy. Oh,
this garden, you can't wear good shoes here because you have
you to can't wear
you
anything to this house ever again.
Yeah, I possessed you, Rita, putting on that shirt this morning. What were you thinking?
Style. I bought
I
this.
Like
style.
It.
Where the fuck is that style?
It's oversized.
It's like one of those pinstripe shirts, that pinstripe suits that, you know, those pinstripe lads used to wear, those three-piece suits.
Yes, we get it. It's a woman's shirt. It's oversized.
I like it.
Now, would you have bought that in a man's section or the women?
Why would you buy it in a man's section?
Because it's hanging off you like it's something belonging to a fella much bigger than
There's
you.
There's a thing called oversized clothes and you buy them in women's clothes. I don't know if we can buy oversized for men, but you can buy oversized shirts for
women. It's not just for bigger women. It's for women who want to wear...
Jesus. It's not for bigger women. No, I haven't
in other words,
it's the same size as a normal shirt, except it's oversized.
But that's a fucking contradiction in terms, right there.
All you need now is a pair of cufflinks on it.
Can we move on from
and
the shirt?
It looks like
something and a fucking leather slip-on shoes with a kind of a gold buckle at the front.
It looks like something they'd find in the lost and found in the Burlington in 1984.
I'm missing one of those caveat thing, or what do you call those things?
Cravats.
Cravats.
Yeah.
Cravats. Yeah, I might wear one.
It's the type of shirt now that it's a type of shirt that a Republican would wear. I don't mean an Irish Republican. I mean an American Republican would wear.
No, they wear red ties. This is blue, so the Democrats.
It's a corporate
blue.
Church. It looks very well in you. You look well.
I mean, I'm not sure now. What? I mean, let's dedicate the whole show to
fucking Father here, between Father Trendy and fucking Nick Leeson over here.
Tommy, why don't we do the fashion corner with Tommy today? What
I
are you wearing?
I'm going to wear a different.
I'm going to.
Do you want to come out of my wardrobe? Come in. We'll do the show.
I'm going
from
to wear my leather dress next week.
Oh, jeez. Fuck, slip into my wardrobe. I'd love to do a
style program.
Yeah, but
you're colorblind, so you don't even know what color this shirt is.
Yeah, so I would just go, "What the fuck is that?"
Oh my god, you should do one of those. You know where they. Where they dress people up, like they change them from their ordinary...
My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
No, they change them from their ordinary wardrobe and they give them a makeover.
My 900-pound wife.
No.
I could call it that.
No, they at the top of the show, you'd say, Tommy's going to go off now and then come back in an hour or two and he's completely made over.
My transgender husband. What show is this?
I don't know if that's appropriate, but you could be the host of the show.
In the heat of last week, heat wave, Tommy, you didn't change any part of your apparel.
No.
Did you put on a pair of shorts?
No, I didn't.
When is the last time the sunlight has seen your legs?
I suppose this morning as I was getting up at 4.
He was walking around the garden.
Walking around in my box of shorts, going to the Jacks.
Tommy, do you own a pair of shorts?
Oh, do you?
And what are they for? Social, running and stuff.
I'm not interested.
I'd love to see your legs.
Well, you
Tommy.
Were the one that started it about our clothes.
I'd love to see your arms. I've never seen your arms, actually. You don't wear short sleeves, though. He's never. He doesn't.
I'd love to see your arms.
Have you ever showed your arms off since 1990?
You're like a kind of disturbing fellow who works in a clothes shop. I'd love to see your arms. Show
Let's
me your arms.
Let's get you something.
Anyway, none of these things are important.
No.
I was asking you, how are your bodies?
I mean, they're okay.
Oh, we're already a bit tired.
I've been having a lot of naps lately.
The heat, though.
Maybe.
The heat.
Yeah. Just like falling off to sleep on the couch, which you don't normally
lovely.
Do.
Lovely little 10 minutes.
Oh my God, it's lovely, isn't it? All over the weekend.
Nap, a Mediterranean nap. Habit.
In fact, I had a nap for an hour on my Fitbit, it said. I got up, went for a walk on Saturday, and then went back and had another 2 hours.
That's beautiful.
Nap.
That's the body that's telling beautiful. You lovely.
That I needed sleep.
Lovely.
And so my body is very refreshed at the moment. Yes. Very. Yeah. I didn't have any alcohol. I've been not drinking.
You eat at you.
I know, yeah. I don't know why.
Why are you not drinking?
I don't know, like just about 3 days without
alcohol.
You'd
want to
fucking
cop on yourself fairly rapid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fairness, it hasn't been that long, like just over the weekend, yeah. What about Hector?
Don't let it get out of hand now.
I go back on it tonight to worry.
I had a couple at the weekend, yeah. I had a good sup on Sunday, yeah. Good what did you have? Sup all day.
Supping on what?
Coors Lights, and then I went on Tuborg.
Oh, fuck, your head must have been blown up.
Jesus. Cans of Tuborg.
Oh, cans of Coors
I went down to the local hostelry in the village called the Arches with two basins, and I said, can you fill them with ice?
Oh, I thought you were going to say with beer.
And lashed a load of cans into it, Rockshores and ciders and Heinekens, and there must have been 170 cans there. And there's a few people over to the house on
Sunday.
Was
there any left over?
There's a few remnants of an old half bottle of Casillero del Diablo. Oh.
And that's the devil's piss, is it?
It feels like that after you drank it.
Did I ever tell you when I was in Chile, we went, at the time in the Celtic Tiger, I think we were in South America in 2004, but Chile was exporting so much wine to Ireland in the Celtic Tiger that there was a boat that ran simultaneously 24 hours or whatever it took up to Ireland full of Chilean wine, Casillero del Diablo, because we love it in Ireland, the reds, and back down and fill it up and back up and down. So we knew when we were in Santiago, we wanted to go to a vineyard outside the city, and there was a 120-year-old vineyard, and the one gave us a guided tour and magnificent. And then she said, we're going to offer you, Hector, one of our best Cabernet Sauvignons. It's a 78-year-old bottle from the cellar.
Say it again. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
Is a French word.
Cabernet.
Yeah.
Sauvignon.
Yeah.
So what with the South American, I don't understand why.
Oh, they'd have a Merlot. Well, Cab Sav. Cab Sav is a grape.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a grape. Cabernet Sauvignon is a grape.
I love this wine chat. I'm pretty sure.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Fucking ugly garks. Say it again.
Well, come on,
say it again.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Why are you saying it like you're from Thailand? You said it like.
Oh, what? You're not.
Oh, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon. Well, you pronounce Sauvignon.
There's a G in it.
There's definitely a G there.
Sauvignon, that gives you the...
Cab Sav is a lot easier.
Cab Sav. So the 100, they took out the 75-year-old...
That's very Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cab Sav.
Santa Rita was the winery. They took out the 75-year-old bottle. And one goes, Hector, and she starts... taking
that's
the dust
Santa
off
Rita's
it.
The cheap stuff.
And cheap stuff. Well, she said, this is a 75-year-old bottle.
Wow.
And we'll open it in your honour. And Roscoe was there, and they put it into these big goblets for me. And she was smelling it and everything. I just took it and lashed it straight back. It was just a lovely
moment. I only drink expensive wines. Only expensive wines. I wouldn't dare buy a bottle of wine in a shop.
But your fella has
an interest in wine.
But he can navigate his way around
A bottle.
A cellar.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So now I am learning.
And what have you learned?
Just that I like the taste of expensive wine. I don't know which one.
And is there a different buzz off, like...
I like a Pinot Noir.
Oh yeah, give us that again.
Pinot Noir.
Yes, the Noir, yes, the night.
It's like a light...
The Pinot of the
red.
Night.
Is the that penis, what it means? The penis of the night.
Yeah, right. Evening Mickey.
Well, when you say it like that, I do love it. And
a little bit of Mickey in the evening.
You like a little bit of... Would you like a little bit of Pinot Noir?
Just before dinner so my appetite isn't ruined. Bit
a
of
nice
Mickey.
Light. Have a just, little a light, bit of this. Just a light little bit.
A light dusting.
Yes.
What about a Pinot Grigio?
That's a gringo Mickey. I love a gringo.
I don't think you could say that
What
word.
A bit of Pinot Rosé.
Oh, red
rosé,
Mickey.
Rosé, rosé. Yeah, I like a bit of rosé. Yeah, I like a bit of Whispering Angel is the new one now.
Lord.
Roar. Chilled, extremely chilled white red rosé, lovely. I don't know, just like expensive wine.
Yes. It's an interesting...
How's your body? How are you?
Yeah, your body's obviously
bad. Are you all right?
I don't know. I'm lacking stimulation, I think. I'm lacking danger, adventure, adrenaline.
Yeah. That's why he has his frog march down here like we're on on some sort of a camp.
You, Luca and Astra, your niece and nephew from Denmark, came over.
Yeah.
Did you do the thing with the ashes?
We did the whole thing at the weekend.
And how was all that?
I was so happy that when the Vikings arrived to Galway, that the sun...
That's not racist now, is it, to say that?
No, we're okay.
I don't think so.
When the Vikings arrived to Galway, that the sun was splitting the stones and they couldn't believe it. It was warm. We were sitting in the garden on Saturday evening. We put on the barbecue and they had a lovely first evening with us on Saturday evening. On Sunday, we gathered the troops and we headed for Tuam. And yeah, we had a small ceremony there and we put the urn in with his mum.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And it was nice and it was absolutely boiling. And we were getting updates from Joe Grogan, the Undertaker, who had the sort of, in the distance, you could hear the commentary on the radio. Mayo and Galway.
Although you didn't miss anything.
No, and the two gravediggers were, I said, lads, you'd want to have factor 50 on. He said, Hector, we're bet with the heat. The heat, it was tropical. It was tropical. It must be about 28 degrees. So a lovely day. Then we came back to the house and we had a great old evening. Loads of people came around. We had a bit of a sing song. Fiona.
What did you sing?
I sang a bit of myself and the missus.
A bit of Spandau Ballet. Is that what you were going to say?
I sang
a bit of Spandau. I did three songs off the first album.
Tony Hadley.
We sang a bit of Spansel Hill and then we ended up, somebody sang the Red Rose Cafe, then somebody sang Fury Brothers, and then it all got P-Tong. We put on the music then.
Philomena Begley.
We were dancing to Electric Light Orchestra and Xanadu and some Bee Gees and some...
Wow.
And She Bangs the Drums by the Waterboys got the best reaction.
Oh, wow.
We all jumped around the place to that, around the garden with a load of adults. It was a great evening.
Tell me this. Did you have a priest over?
We had a priest, Father Sean, who came over and said a few words.
Now, I'm curious, what did he say? This is when, as the grave has been dug up.
Yeah, so the whole little section is ready.
Okay.
It's a couple of feet deep. It's a squared section, and it was beautiful. He went through some basic graveside prayers. We said a few Our Fathers and Hail Marys.
A decade of the Rosary,
and then he put in some holy water, and that was it. It was like a mini version of the graveside one. So it was quite quick, and it was beautiful. It was lovely, and. Yeah, and the full urn went in, which was is my first time seeing an urn
going
down and seeing that whole thing.
And is he because is his birth name was Derek?
Yes.
And is he remembered anywhere on the urn as Freddie?
It's no. No.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
It's Derek, but inside the
urn. Did you find that a bit odd or
I'm going when we engrave the thing, we'll have Freddie.
That'll be nice.
Definitely. And I'm going to have some Danish on it. I'm going to have some Danish on
Danish
it.
Phrase
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. From the kids, are going to come up with a lovely line or two in Danish. It'll be lovely.
But be sure to get that right now.
Yeah, you get the spelling. There's a lot of Sheena Fathers and
there,
accents on the Danish words. But it was nice. It's funny, in the ashes, in the urn that came from Denmark, there is a unbreakable, indiminishable, unrecyclable, and that will last forever. Identification.
You're not introducing a fucking WWE wrestler here.
Would you please welcome the unrecyclable,
indefatigable, unbreakable,
undispendable,
unrecyclable, never. It was his code, his number. His number is in the ashes.
Oh, so
there's a plate. Yeah, there's a. It's his number. It's his body number.
But sure, the plastic won't be there. The plastic will be there too, won't the urn? Like, is it plastic?
No, it was a sort of a. It wasn't plastic.
Oh, was it not? No, I was going to say, well, that
sort of a really cool. Vibey on a it's hard to describe the material.
Was it like ceramic? Like
no, different, more clothy, more. I think it was more biodegradable. That part.
Oh right,
it.
I was wondering
about
that.
But then, deep in the bag, in the ashes, was this almost like an American guy with his
an ID bracelet?
Oh yeah.
Now, who gave him the number?
The crematorium
in Denmark.
Mm. And through his social security and all that follows back.
So it's almost like his state, his Danish state,
yes,
identification.
Number and all that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's all details on it.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was interesting.
And why do they have that and not his name?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's like when you go to the hospital, you get a board number as opposed to your name, you know.
I've never been to hospital.
Well, good. You're better off.
So we had a lovely day and then a great evening and... Oh, they're
still here with you.
I have a didgeridoo. Somebody played
didgeridoo.
Yeah, I have a didgeridoo. I got off
did
Michael
you know
J.
How to
Connolly.
Play it?
Yiddicky, as the Aboriginals call it. We bought it down in Australia years ago. It's from Michael J. Connolly, one of the great Aboriginal with Irish blood in him, Yiddicky makers. And Fiona Gaheen could play the didgeridoo. Well, I never got it. Got such a great reaction. She
That's
is
amazing.
Very good.
Wow.
We took out the didgeridoo at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it got a great laugh. But it was lovely. It was a lovely evening with some great people and friends and family and neighbours came around, and it was great. And there was a load of kids playing soccer, and the Xbox was on, and it was a lovely day. And it rained at about 5 o'clock. It was biblical, and then the heat came back again. So we were out in the garden till all hours.
And do you have any more plans for the Danes before they head?
They're here for a week, so it's going to be action stations. It'll be McDonald's fish and chips. It'll be Intertown. It'll be pennies, because they don't have pennies in Denmark.
Do they have Aldi?
Pair of socks in Denmark.
They have Aldi.
They've had all that, but a pair of socks in Denmark could cost you €20. Denmark is a high standard of living.
Oh, yeah.
A pint and a sandwich is €20 or more. So
maybe they
pennies,
don't have an Aldi.
We'll bring them to the Elvery's. We'll go and I want to get asked some really nice little Celtic bits of jewellery.
And get her and
the
get
car
her
park
jersey.
Beside the black box is nice as well. You can take them there, isn't it?
Really nice.
That's a nice one. That's a nice car park.
That's a nice car
you
park.
You can see McDonald's.
Market there. Street car park
we
is
might,
lovely.
We
that's
might,
lovely.
We might bring him a little. There's a little car park at the back of Sally Long's.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, now that's a trick.
Now you'd need to know someone to get in there.
Yeah, that's a trick.
But if I really push the boat out, I'll park in beside the Connacht Tribune, that car park, which is so much easy access to the main street.
Oh, that's the Market Street car park.
Oh, that's Market Street, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
Lovely.
Hard to get into, but lovely.
Lovely, yeah.
It's kind of a posh car park.
Yeah. I brought them. I really pushed the boat out last night.
Right.
For them. Yeah.
Go on.
I went and got Kazana Indian takeaway for them. Yes. So we had a feast. We had a vegetable balti, vegetable jalfrezi, 2 lambunas, 2 butter chicken, 1 supreme chicken, 2 peshwari naan, 6 naan bread, 5 pillar rice, 8 bags of chips, a pint of milk, and half a bottle of Casiera del Diablo.
Do you know what would be nice to bring them to?
The
actually,
milk for the allergies.
Is the plaza. In the plaza of near Loughrea.
I was going to say
just on a day trip
for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, loads of people
do
their
that.
Sunday dinners.
No.
There.
People
go to the drive.
Stop.
They definitely go to the petrol
station. That's what's happening to our country.
If you drive, if
that's
you stop
the
Carvery,
we're going to the plaza.
It's not even a fucking Carvery. It's Papa John's and Bewley's
and fucking and toasted sandwiches that have cheese outside it. Yeah, I'm telling you, they go there for their
that's
dinner.
That's their day out on a Sunday.
Yeah, and the kids go and
what's
do
the
that.
World coming to?
There's like a playground area where the kids go off and play while you're eating your burgers. Sunday dinners. Big thing.
Of course.
Like you could take them there, right? Whatever. Great treat.
You can have a shower as well.
That's for the truckers.
Yeah.
For the truckers have a shower in the plaza.
I'll give them that plastic styrofoam. Imagine giving them the styrofoam.
Tell them not to have a shower.
Carrots, gravy, mashed potatoes.
You won't even get that.
No, you won't get that.
I tell you, it's Kinder Buenos, fucking rancheros and fucking 3 litres of coffee you'd be getting. But the plaza would be lovely.
The plaza would be a good day out.
Oh, it'd be a great day out.
Definitely get burgers.
And then you can,
now that it's raining for the week, I will. I have to.
To the plaza, and then you'll hear them going. And where the fuck is this? He's taking us today.
Hey, I'll be up at plaza here.
And it sounds like they're having fun, but they're really
thinking. This is a direct provision centre.
Finduni fool heist mentioned new mat newly.
There's great chewing in this pizza.
Give it to your heart of your PCR COVID you have, Alu.
I don't feel well. I'm going to shut myself.
I'm
burying the rest of this in my cacks. I'm not fucking eating it.
They're going home. Yeah, so they have to
and, definitely go and to the Plaza.
And they have, and we will be going for the PCR in Galway Airport. So that'll be another day.
Oh, another day.
So I'll be able to stop at the petrol station there opposite Cairnmore Airport.
Oh, wow.
Get them,
Jesus.
And get them a chicken roll.
Don't know themselves for the treats.
Oh my
Don't
God.
Don't know themselves for the treats.
They'll be killed. We'll they'll be stuffed.
We'll
food.
Bring them in to get them a chicken roll across from the COVID
chicken
test
baguette,
centre.
A chicken baguette.
They'll
spicy
be so bummed
chicken.
Up they probably won't shit for about 3 weeks. they'll be back in Denmark in a month's time going, "Hurn a minute, then hurn a minute."
We watched a documentary. I showed them a quick YouTube video last night after dinner of a pint of Guinness being poured. Lucas, 21.
Did you give them a Guinness yet?
No, we're going in. And Lucas, a big lad, and he's having a few beers. He's 21, so we're going to sit there. And we're not. I told him when we have a pint, me 7 and 7 might just slip away for a pint. Maybe Astrid will have a pint too. But if we sit there, I said there's no talking. We just look straight ahead. And we just drink Guinness. And I told him after 2 pints, you'll start to get a little bit giddy. After 3 pints, it's like the line, the witch in the wardrobe. It's
lovely.
Oh, yes.
And you'll be full. He won't need dinner either.
And he really laughed. I said, no conversation. Just look straight ahead like an Irishman. And I know he gets it because he's cut out of his father.
Have they ever seen any of your travel shows?
Well, they had bits and pieces, bits and pieces. Dipping and my wife introduced them to the Kilfenora last night for about an hour and a half.
Oh, lovely.
I walked in at one stage, it was full Kilfenora in the sitting room, and they were loving it. Because they don't have that traditional music in Denmark. So Dipna was pointing out the drummer, Uncle Sean, and there's Auntie Claire, and there's Timmy, and they were loving it. They were
and
loving
did she
it.
Play them a bit of music too?
No, she didn't take out the flute yet. The flute is under the bed. It only comes out at Christmas time.
Okay.
It only comes out on Stephen's day.
Oh, right. So it's best.
The magic. It's a magic flute.
It's a magic
flute. She only plays it once a year.
She has to sit under the bed to play it.
So we'll have a great week.
You couldn't force her to. She plays whenever she wants to.
Yeah. You cannot force somebody to take out the flute.
Yeah, you can't. It just happens.
Even if I took it out and just laid it on the bed.
And which is she Wouldn't, like? Does she play it from the side or from the?
Oh, complete! It's a,
it's a full side.
It's a side flute, but she side flute. Obviously you grip it down that way.
Yeah,
okay.
And grip it on both sides.
And then she takes it out and she plays it on Leiden's in Knockdoe Stevens this afternoon at about 4:15.
Oh, Jesus, we must have go this year.
And then when a couple of traveller kids come in doing the Ran from Tuam, who just stand there going, the Ran, the king of the Ran, and they put out their hand looking for money, and we're there going, do some more stuff, but they never do.
Okay. Wasn't a thing around housing estates in Navan really the Wren? It's a Donegal,
West of
Clare,
Ireland,
yeah, West of Ireland,
Mayo,
thing.
Big Mayo, isn't it?
There can be good money made on it if it's done properly. But unless there's a bit of theatre,
I don't like. It's no more than that trick or treating or whatever it's called. When the kids come now, you used to have to go and say a poem or sing a song or.
There's nothing now.
They don't just come out and
just turn up with the paw
and the bags out.
I always used to get roped into in the Clare wedding halfway through it. Then we'd have to go and get dressed up like Wren boys, but they'd have all the costumes and you'd be dressed up like a scarecrow and they'd be stuffing straw underneath you and painting your face. And this is like after the dinner at about, you're just getting into the crack at the wedding. Do you ever get roped into this?
No.
We have to come out and do the mad brush dance and everything. And,
no.
And
wow, that's real kind deep, Claire.
I mean, you'd be just after having the baby Guinnesses and next minute you'd be in a back room off the ballroom with about 20 people getting dressed.
I'd love to go to a good fucking wedding and just let go and have crack.
Yes.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Would you let go though? Would you let go?
Are you still annoyed about me talking about your shirt? Is that where this is coming from?
You'd be going.
Tommy, would you really let go?
You
letting go? You'd have 5 pints, wouldn't you?
You go home at 7.
You've never seen me let go, have you?
No,
Louisa. When I let go,
it's like a time
call
bomb.
The guards. Call the guards.
He's Mr.
I'm a man of extremes. I'm either in bed by 6 o'clock in the evening or in prison at fucking 7 o'clock the following morning.
Ossified. Palladic. When's the last time you heard palladic? He's palladic.
I've no balance. I've no sense of moderation.
Go. Right.
I'm just the whole hog or.
You see, but at a wedding, you're safe. You're at the table. It's.
And you're just surrounded.
You loosen the buttons and you just. And you know you have only upstairs to go to later on.
Yeah, that's the key. But the problem is when you have you book a B&B and you end up, it's 10 miles away, it's a disaster. And you have to get on a bus and you're going down windy roads.
Oh, I hate that, getting the bus at fucking 3 in the morning, everyone bursting for a slash.
And you want to get sick. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
So always stay upstairs.
It's nice to be upstairs.
Yeah.
And it's nice to come down the next day and go at it again.
Oh, go at it for breakfast.
I was out in the island again and it's I have to say, one of my favourite things is morning porter. It's fucking hard to beat the pint before lunch.
What's
it's the
only business.
Best thing ever.
The body is almost saying, oh, what are you doing?
It's like being rowed by...
By what?
Been rowed.
When you didn't expect it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been rowed 3 times in the one day.
Oh, that, are you fucking mad? That'll kill you.
No, that's
halfway through the second one, you'd be asking to stop. It'd be too much.
A break. Time out.
Totally.
Time out.
I've still got the Doro phone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the emergency
button. And I'm loving it. I'm fucking
loving
it.
Press the emergency button.
I don't have it with me here now, obviously, because I don't bring my phone down to the recording studio in case it goes off. But look, do you there with your fucking indispensable.
So now,
because you can't turn that
thing
on silent.
So now the only communication in the podcast is me and Loretta.
Yeah.
You can still text me. I just
can't. No, we can't. I'm not texting you because you don't reply back. And then you're like, well, did he get the message? Or because it's green?
Well, I'm just telling you, I would recommend it to anybody. D-O-R-O. Doro.
I bought one for my father yesterday. A Doro phone.
Did you?
You did not.
I did, because that's the age group.
I visit your dad now.
The two boys can sit looking at calves with the Doro phones.
And they can press the emergency button when they need each other.
What do you mean looking at calves?
Because that's
what
he's doing. You
don't get fucking pictures on the Doro phone.
No, but I'm saying you go and look at calves and you can sit there with them.
The Doro phone.
Because that's what he's doing at the moment.
Can you take pictures on them?
Yeah, you can, but they're very grainy.
That's like what farmers do. They go and look at their livestock.
It's like Eastern Berlin security footage from 1981.
I really want you to press the emergency button and see what happens. Because it's not linked to anyone's phone number. It's just is it like a big squealing noise that happens? Like,
Is Doro and what sort of a plan are you on?
Find my iPhone, but it's find me and my phone. The big button.
What is it? About $4.99 for a year's subscription or something?
I don't know. It's about the size of a small... Do you remember the Milky Bars?
I know that, but who pays that?
It's like a calculator.
What are you on? Is it like $6.99 for the year?
What am I on?
What are you, $6?
How the fuck would I know what I'm on?
What plan are you on with the Doro?
Fucking... What plan?
Unlimited
text. Pay as you go.
Oh, he goes in and gets a 10 euro credit.
There's no point. It's only calls. Only calls. No point in texting.
You can text, but you have to press L. You have to press 5, 4 times to get L.
Your mobile phone is going to cost you about 20 quid a year now.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to buy you a proper phone because I'm sick of you on that now. Because he has to put out one call in the week and it's either you or me calls and he's like, yeah, we're okay for tomorrow. Can you tell Hector?
I didn't
want
to phone Hector. He was getting drunk with his fucking relatives.
Yeah, and then it's like, can you send a text?
With his fucking...
So he rings you to send a text instead of him sending...
With his Catholic disco shirt.
All you're missing is a white collar.
Does this remind you of a teacher who comes in trying to be cool with the school?
No, I think you look great.
No, it's
thank
like,
you, Rita.
It's like a priest on a 2 week holiday in fucking Mallorca.
When they go to Cheltenham.
Do you ever see them priests that jet off to play golf?
Yeah, they all go golfing.
Where were you last week? How are you, Father? How are you, Michael? How are you? Yeah, where were you? Nah, just away for a week. I was in Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
I just played Pebble Beach. I played 4 rounds. A friend of mine is a Cistercian monk in Kansas. And he got me into Pebble Beach.
But the Doro's going great. I'm really enjoying it.
Well,
lads,
I'm sick of it. Hector, you got the other day, as we were leaving, you got a letter.
I got a letter.
A very nice handwriting, I must say.
So are you going to read it all?
I don't think I should read it all, but I should just... tee this up for us on the listeners.
Yes.
We got some amazing words of kindness and love from everybody.
And care.
Yeah. And cards and so many masks.
Brian Kerr used to manage Ireland.
Brian Kerr was on as well. What's his name? Your man from Jota.
No, it was Neto.
Neto.
Neto, really. A Scottish first touch and Jota and Neto. Lovely interaction play between the two of them.
No. We've been watching Neto all night.
So we got a lovely handwritten letter in to the hen house. And
not a text, a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
Look at the
handwriting.
Beautiful
is
girl's handwriting.
Competition. It looks like it could win a competition.
Girls are great for the tidy loops.
Yeah.
And it says County Meath, July the 9th, 2021. Dear Hector.
Now, do you want to... Okay.
You might remember me as the girl in the car in Bettystown. Now, when I saw that line, what was the reaction when
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that it was stunned. Actually.
So for those of you listeners who can't remember, many, many, many months ago, Hector told a story about Freddie hooking up with this young one way back in the day. Could have been late 80s.
After he got his new car.
It was 1991, 92.
Right, so...
And his new red car, wasn't it?
I can't remember the...
And Mitsubishi called GL Red, 89D 1647.
And he hooked up with this young one in Navan, and the two of them drove out to Bettystown. And did they sleep in the car?
He drove 4 miles out to the Strand, out to the sea, to have a skinny dip before the consummation under the midnight
sun.
And they fell asleep.
The moon, maybe.
The moon, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd say there was a moon rising in the back of the car, all right.
A couple of moons.
There was a few moons, and they fell asleep.
There was a soft moon and a man moon.
Easy, read the letter.
See, me and Tracy were still in Diamonds nightclub having the crack. Freddie skedaddled quickly to the beach.
And your mother was looking for him the next morning.
And then the next day, no sign of Freddie. Any sign of your brother? Where's the car? Where is he? No mobile phones. 6 o'clock came in the evening. She went to adoration for an hour. Then at about 8 o'clock, beep, 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 a 24-hour recovery
truck.
Just
to say, the adoration in Meath was different. Like, it was a big picture of Joe Castles.
In the community centre.
There are six major pieces, Michelangelo pieces. Joe Castles, Colm O'Rourke, Mick Lyons, Liam Harnan.
And Sean Boylan.
And that's where you, and Sean Boylan's at the top. And she goes,
Martin O'Connell as well.
Yeah.
With the butcher's apron.
You might
remember,
and so this is the girl that was in the car that I haven't heard of, know nothing about, and this is 30 years later.
Wow.
You might remember me as the girl in the car in Bettystown, or from that lovely summer teaching in Bilbao. Now we need to go back on this now.
Why? Because you don't want
more
to
information.
You don't want to share this.
The Bourne Identity.
Oh, yeah, Hector. What? Left out that bit first. Oh. You didn't tell us about that. Now it's piecing together.
Did the two of you wear the same jacket?
Yeah, did you?
It's coming.
Had you the same jeans on?
I'm going to give you an update on this story.
Was it the aftershave?
I couldn't remember who the girl was in the car in Bettystown until she wrote this letter. And then I said it to Dipna. I said, that was the girl that stayed with us for 3 months when Freddie came to Bilbao. That summer, because we were living in Bilbao at the time, and she moved in, and now I visually can picture this girl, and then when she said her name to me, I know her to see in my mind, because she stayed with us for a couple of weeks in Bilbao. You might remember me as the girl in the car in Bettystown, or for that lovely summer teaching in Bilbao with you, Dipna, and Nina. Nina's was a hairdresser from Zamora who didn't speak a word of English, and we rented the apartment with her. I am deeply saddened to hear of Freddie's sudden death. It is a long time since I last saw him, but I often thought of how he would be over the years, and I knew he was in Denmark and how life had turned out. And listening to your stories over the last year in the hen house has had him much more in my thoughts recently. I actually found myself talking about him quite a lot in the past months, and then I heard your stories. Shall I go on here?
That's beautiful.
You might remember me as the girl in the
car. That was lovely, in fairness, and it was nice for her to write
that
letter to
you. She wrote profoundly of, you know,
memories. No,
over the years, I often thought about what I would say to him if I bumped into him ever again. Freddie was my first love. He was so handsome, so cool, so wild. Oh man, it goes on and on.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's a beautiful
memory. She's married now with children, and it's fantastic. And then she goes, Freddie had a profound impact on me and always a place in my heart. It is so sad that I never got to see him since that. Hector, your stories of him are so true and so beautiful. I can only hope that your boys have the same adventures, closeness. I can only hope that my boys have the same closeness, stories and adventures that you had with him. Love to your family and your boys. May he rest in peace now, Michel Lamas. And you know what? We said this on many occasions and you instigated it when you said young people need to have stories and they need to have adventure. And that's a very important thing to be able to count stories and adventures. But anyway.
To have them with you at all times.
Now, you have her name and address there, and do you think will you send her a letter?
I absolutely will write back to her, and I might send her a little photo of Freddie.
Yeah,
and that's lovely. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's handwritten. The Hen House, Barna, County Galway.
All good. Fair play. It's a beautiful thing. That was a wonderful surprise.
A wonderful surprise.
Yeah.
And she took the time to sit down
love
and
from
write
the past.
That, yeah.
And to physically have a beautiful letter written so lovely by a human being. It's something you don't see too often anymore. No. But
and the time, and she might have been a bit nervous sending it as well, you know, but she kind of ploughed through that and said no.
Her writing is absolutely
immaculate.
It's gorgeous.
It's like, it's just, she's never lost it, but she has a family now. And obviously Freddie is still in our heart and still in our thoughts. I mean, your first, as he talks about, our first love that summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lovely.
Ending to that lovely
you
story.
Could see, you could see the start of the film, couldn't you? You could see the start of the film. A car 5 miles out onto the Bettystown Strand,
yeah.
And Pearl Jam blasted in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And steam on the windows.
All steam on the windows.
Steam on the windows.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Fair play. Ah. I was out in Tory Island since we were talking.
Again, where you lost your phone?
No. Just the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I might talk about it again.
Okay, go on.
I just thought it was lovely that it was kind of probably one of the strangest places in Ireland.
In what way?
In that it's so, it's obviously because it's an island, there's no guards. It's not a rich island financially. You know, it wouldn't have the tourism that the Aran Islands have, or even the reputation that Boffin might have, or the islands off the south coast like Shirkin and Cape Clear would have good traffic down there, and Baltimore would be kind of like kind of a yachting scene down there. There's tourists at the Algerian Inn. There's, you know, Tory has none of that. Tory, there's a notorious stretch of water that you have to navigate to get to the island. They're the warmest, most crack loving. Do the Donegal people have a kind of a gentleness in them?
Yes.
Kind of, who's your going there now? And there's all there. There's kind of like fucking Daniel O'Donnell on methadone. There's a kind of, do you know what I mean? There's kind of, there's that beauty in Donegal of, oh, don't worry now, sure, it's all good now. Don't you worry about nothing. Take it handy
nice
there.
Relaxed,
it's
yeah.
Fucking beautiful. They have that out in Tory, and it's mixed with a kind of a delight that you're there on the island, and a fucking friendliness, and it's just, but I can say to people, you know, oh, you should visit the Aran Islands, you know, and what you meet on the Aran Islands is it's a great tourist place. You hop off the boat in Inishere, and there's cafes, there are jarvies, there are
bicycle rental,
bicycle
everything.
Hire, there's a hotel, there's three pubs. There's crack. There's a beautiful beach. There's no beach on Tory. There isn't even really private property.
Oh, really?
So because the land is so tough and strange, people, why would you want to own? There's the odd small garden, but not really. It's more like,
where'd you get the boat out from, Tommy?
From Maharoddy.
Maharoddy.
And what happens is that the Tory Island people get the boats that the other islands are finished with. So the boat that they have at the moment is the boat that I took out from Rustaville to Inishere and Inishmore.
What's
way back.
Called?
It's the Queen of Arran.
Wow.
So that's an old, old, old boat. But it's just the kind of, it's the friendliness of it. It's the...
Most importantly, is there a pub there?
There's the social club.
All right.
You know, and the social club is... I was talking to a wonderful man there by the name of Daniel. And he kind of runs it, and he said a great thing to me. He said that we'd be busy during the summer, you know, we'd be open 7 nights a week during the summer, no problem. He said, but during the winter, there might be nobody in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He said, But because we do so well in the summer, I feel that it's my duty to the islanders to have it open, even if there's nobody there. Mm. So if one man or one woman on their own fancies a drink,
he's just there.
He just, wow. Daniel would be waiting for them and would pour them.
How many people live on the island?
I don't know.
Roughly, like.
Well, I couldn't tell you, but not a lot. Maybe 100.
Where now? I've never been on that island.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know the north part of Donegal well either. So Maharorty, is that way up past Letterkenny?
Oh yeah, yeah. You go through. It's the far side of Clannad country.
Okay, so you've gone through Letterkenny.
Oh, the far side of Letterkenny. You hit Letterkenny and you head for Iceland.
Okay,
that's basically what you do.
That, so how near, far up? Another hour, is it?
Oh, it's about an. It took me about an hour and 20 to get from Maharorty to Letterkenny.
Wow! Right.
Now I'm a Galway driver. The fucking Donegal boys.
They're used to the roads.
Yeah, I'd be. Bum, 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 bum. I'm a slow driver, like, so it took me an hour and 20.
And are you one of those people roads. That has miles of traffic behind you? Because you.
Won't. I'm not that slow, but I wouldn't be Donegal fast.
How long is the boat trip out?
About just under an hour.
Oh God!
Is it near Arranmore? Or
I know. You'd walk onto Arranmore. Arranmore is full of fine people, and Jesus, yeah. Everywhere I go, sure aren't the people only mighty. But Arranmore would be quite close to the mainland, so it's almost it's a short little thing. It's almost like the boat from Kilmer to Tarbert.
Okay,
down there.
And how big is Tory Island?
It's if you see it from a distance, it looks like Balor. It's called the story Balor the Evil Eye. You know,
yes.
Yeah. So Balor the Evil Eye was the kind of the king of the Fomorians, and. Medusa, you turn to stone if you looked at Medusa.
Yes, but she wasn't living on Tory.
But if Balor looks at you, you turn to stone.
Balor.
So Balor had a huge big, he was a cyclops and he had a huge big eye that had a big fucking heavy lid over it and every now and again it would get peeled back and whatever he looked at turned to stone. When you're in Maharorty and you're looking out, the island looks like a giant lion on his back. It's the length. The far side of the island are at the most amazing cliffs, beautiful. But the land is kind of it's a weird brown earth. It's flat. There's no trees. There are lots of houses there that are mobile homes covered in breeze block. Mm. It's not a place of material.
It's untended
richness. There's it's a strangeness to it. It is half Iceland.
Do they have to come the clay off the
in
island?
Faroe Island yeah. job,
it's
yeah.
just fucking.
Do they have to come off the island like daily? Or
they still get cut off. In 2019, 2020, 2021, they still get cut off for 4 or 5 days at a time. They could get cut off for 3 weeks during the winter.
Because the weather.
Because the weather is. But if you fall sick on Tory, you'd be in a hospital quicker than if you fell sick in fucking Maharorty.
Because
the helicopter would fly in and out. But a wonderful place, and I can only recommend it to people.
I have to get up there.
But be braced for strangeness.
What about the King of Tories? That's still a thing.
Could Dan, we go as a group, maybe?
Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine?
Yeah, I would love that because I've never been on that island.
Me neither.
Yeah, and they're great. They're very proud of their Irish out there as well. Patsy Dan passed away, and they haven't elected a new king yet. I told you the story of Patsy Dan. He'd meet people off the boat.
Yes.
And he had that kind of strange, welcome to the island. That's my impression of Patsy Dan. Wonderful man. Two beautiful gold earrings on him. Mm. Great fucking musician as well.
I've seen images of him.
Seen him play one night and there was a leaning tower of pizza made out of fucking whiskey glasses getting taller and taller as the night went on. And every time he banged his foot, the yoke would fucking rattle. Welcome to the island. That's how he'd meet you. Welcome. He'd be with the fisherman's cap and welcome. And the job of the king is to welcome everybody off the boat.
All right. Like,
welcome
and
to the island.
And are they going to get somebody else?
They're in the process of doing it.
Any
you know?
Young couples living on the island? Is there a little school? Are there children in the class? Do you know numbers, Tommy? No.
I don't do numbers, Hector. You know me better than that.
Would you say?
All I'd say is there's a small crowd in it.
Right.
And would they be?
There's a small
there's
crowd.
There's definitely a school there. There's a secondary school.
I couldn't tell you if there's a secondary school now or not, but they have a nice little church. They have a monument halfway between the East Village and the West Village. It's a phallic symbol. Halfway between. This kind of, it's the erect cock of the fertility god Lu.
Now, is that what you think it is?
Bud yes, Lu. Yes, yes.
That's what I think Bud it is.
Lu. Oh, yes.
Bud Lu.
Yes.
But it's what it is actually, in fact, is a old World War II German torpedo that washed up. But that's what it fucking looks like. But Patsy Dan used to welcome everybody off the boat. And I got talking to him the time I was out there before. And I says, what do you do here? He says, well, he says, during the summer, there's fishing and fucking. And he says, during the winter, there's not much fishing. But I'd recommend it. It's
we should definitely go.
Yeah, a long spin up, but I'd love it because Donegal.
A strange place.
We'd stop and have a pit stop. County.
Yeah, we'd have a pit stop.
Yeah.
We could stop.
A night before.
If you're in the mood for strangeness and otherworldly Irishness and friendliness and good porter and fucking wild music, then head to Tory.
Well, there you go now. We need to do it.
So thank you very much, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. And we'll do a quick shout out now to Mary Kate. Now, I don't want this turned into the fucking the Ronan Collins show.
No, but it won't, Tommy.
It's the Tommy Tiernan.
A big shout out to Fedelma, who is 97 years of age. And this comes in from her 77-year-old daughter and her fucking 57-year-old granddaughter, her 37-year-old great-great-granddaughter, her 17-year-old great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter.
And from all the kids in...
And all the kids in Dunsany, and they've asked for a bit of the prodigy. So here we go. It's called Bang Me Tits Up. Bang me tits up! 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 Bang my tits up!
That's the prodigy.
That's the prodigy there going out for all the fucking for all the gang in Dunsany.
Right. Keep your requests coming in to Tommy there.
And now we have next up we have the Nipple Bitches from their album Fanny Me Widely. And this is their pit single Shit in me face.
Tommy.
And now it's time for the Angelus.
I can see how you're
and
not.
Now over to Met Aaron. Pain in me back. Anyway, so this is a family who are and a great thing for a great. This is a great fucking sign of imagination. They've taken their 3-year-old son Jack, their 1.5-year-old son Liam, and their 3-week-old baby James, and they're fucking driving across America.
Wow.
And the dog.
And they also have a 115-pound Bernese mountain dog by the name of Finn, and they're driving across the States.
Wow.
Brilliant.
So fair play to you, and they're from Carrigmacross in County Monaghan.
Right.
A big shout out to them, Mary Kate and all the gang. So, super. That's it. We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. God bless and good luck.
Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.